بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وقال تعالى أيضا: وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس إليهم ولعلهم يتفكرون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء, respected حفاظ, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First and foremost, we commence with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, who is my and your soul, sustainer, cherisher, and nourisher. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our teacher, mentor, and our guide, Nabi Afar Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, according to a report in the Musnad Ahmad collection of hadith, in the Musnad Ahmad collection of hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that from Adam alayhi salam to me, that is from Adam alayhi salam to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent down 124,000 prophets. Allah had sent out 124,000 prophets, of whom 315 were entrusted with a book. So from the 124,000 prophets, only 315 were entrusted with a book. Now the question is, why were there so many more prophets than books? To reflect on this is to gain an understanding on the very institution of prophethood. If the role of a prophet was simply to deliver a book, then there would be as many books as prophets. But the very fact that there have been many prophets, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, without a new book, firmly establishes the fact and the need that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down these prophets as a means of guidance in its own rights. Now, respected elders and friends, it has to be so. Because as you and I know, life emulates life. We need live human beings to inspire us, to show us right from wrong in the daily challenges of our lives, to confront us, to pose questions, to ask questions, to clarify misconceptions, to hold our hand and eventually be role models. So life emulates life. We need live human beings. Now, respected elders and friends, we certainly need guided principles for our thoughts and our actions. But together with that, we also need real life examples in real life situations. For most of our living experiences involves judgmental calls. You and I know that politeness is a desirable moral value. But when does politeness turn into a weakness? You and I know, for example, that firmness is also a desirable attitude. But when does firmness turn into arrogance? Now, respected elders and friends, how do we balance the duties to Allah and the duties to other human beings? How do we balance the duties to Allah and the duties to other human beings, to our very own duties? Therefore, we are constantly faced with conflicting claims on our resources, on our energies, on our emotions. How do we resolve these conflicts? Without doing any injustices, either to ourselves or to our fellow human beings. Now these real-life questions that I have spoken to you about require real-life answers. Respected elders and friends, this point is so beautifully established in the Quran al-Kareem. In the very opening chapter, which is known as Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter, consisting of just 7 verses, a short surah, consisting of only 7 verses. But these 7 verses, 4 of these 7 verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used as a prayer for the guidance of mankind. Allah says, اِحْلِنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. We make a dua to Allah. In every rak'at of our salah, we make a dua to Allah. We say, اِحْلِنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that our Allah guide us to the right path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those whom you have favored, the path of those you have chosen. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, not the path of those who have earned your anger and wrath. What a body, not the path of those who have gone astray. Now, respected elders and friends, a half of the short surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used for me and for you to make dua. Now, think about this. It would have been just simply easy for Allah to say, to refer to the straight path is the Quran. Would have just simply said in this dua that, oh Allah, guide me on the path of the Quran. But the longer description that Allah has used in the short surah emphasizes the fact that human beings need a human model to provide complete guidance. Human beings need a human model to provide complete guidance. And of course, these prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent out, 124,000, as we mentioned in the Musnad Ahmad collection of hadith, have been sent with the purpose of providing that guidance. Now, respected elders and friends, we come to the conclusion that whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declares is binding on all the followers. Because to accept a person as a prophet, then to refuse to accept his commands, is so ridiculous that I would not think that any sensible person would ever offer such a proposition, says the Prophet and Hadith scholar Maulana Manzoor Rahmani, that any person who accepts a person as a prophet and then refuses to accept his teaching cannot jump. Respected friends, but this most irrational of ideas has been promulgated by a segment of Western educated Muslims today. They say, without a sense of irony, they say without a blink in their eye, that we accept the Quran but we reject the Hadith. Friends, anyone who says that he accepts the Quran but he rejects the Hadith, he cannot be serious. Very, he cannot be serious. He's a fepper. That's a fepper. Call it a slang. Baby. He can't be serious. Either that, or either he has not read the Quran correctly. Wallahi, he has not read the Quran. Because the very Quran that he says he believes in, listen to what it says. It says, وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرِ, that verily we have to revealed, we have revealed the book. Allah says, we have revealed, we have sent out to you a message. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِ. Allah says, we have sent down this message so that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you may clearly explain to the people what is this message about. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so that they may reflect on this message. So very clearly and emphatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that yes, we have sent down this message, but together with this message we have sent you as a life example to emulate. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has conferred a great favor on me and you. In what form? إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. That Allah has sent down a Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from amongst yourself. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ. He recites the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. He rehearses unto you the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, Allah has sent down to purify you. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And Allah has also sent him with the purpose of instructing you in the scripture and in wisdom. Respected elders and friends, this brings us to this conclusion that the job of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to explain the Quran, and the job of the believers is to follow it. May yuti'u ar-rasul faqad ata'a Allah. This is what Allah says. Allah says, that person who has obeyed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has obeyed Allah. And even more emphatically it says, wa ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul. Obey Allah and obey His message. Now respected elders and friends, it should be noted here that the Quran has used the word obey independently. The Quran has used the word obey independently. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ. Otherwise Allah should have just said وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. Obey Allah and obey the Rasul. Why did Allah use the word obey twice in this ayah? This firmly establishes the fact that an order that is given by a prophet is the very same order that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, even a casual reader of the Quran, may Allah make us come amongst those who recite the Quran on a daily basis. But friends, even those who just recite the Quran would have noticed that in so many places in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah gives the command without giving any details to the Quran. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Salah 67 times in the Quran al-Kareem. 67 times in the Quran Allah mentions Salah. May Allah make this Ummah 5 times the most Salah, inshaAllah. Allah's Ummah is on a trial time. Yesterday a brother told me, Morana, we have 4 earthquakes in the world just this week alone. 4 earthquakes just in this 4 days that has passed by, respected elders and friends. The planes cannot fly. Look at Allah's system. When Allah wants to bring something to a standstill, the planes cannot fly because of the volcano in Iceland. Respected friends, we have no control of ourselves. We have no control of our future. We have no control of the markets. We have no control of what Allah is planning. But yes, we have control on the fact that we can obey Allah by ensuring we meet our 5 times Salah. Allah, that is our only salvation. When we will attach ourselves to the house of Allah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَرُوْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا. When you grace the lands of Jannah in this world, then grace your heart grandly. So the Sahaba asked, O Prophet of Allah, what are the lands of Jannah in this world? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Masajid. He said, Al-Masajid, the houses of Allah. Respected friends, the Ummah is going through trying time. the law that has been passed in Israel with the evacuation of our Muslim brothers and sisters requires us to make innumerable amount of dua for them. Wallah, they are going through such trying times, respected elders and friends. If we are going to become oblivious of this most important injunction of deen, how are we going to draw the nusrat and the madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Give this some thought. Nevertheless, but never in the Quran Kareem, Salah is mentioned 67 times, but never does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the detail of how that Salah is to be performed. Now, can we say that this was an oversight of Allah's part? Now we think that. If we say that this was an oversight of Allah's part, then it can never be called the Book of Allah. Or does it bring us to another conclusion? To say that perhaps there is another source that provides the guidance for us. Likewise, respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran about adhan. Allah mentions about the Friday prayer that we find ourselves in. Allah mentions about soul, zakah, about hajj, about umrah. But never are the details of these important injunctions mentioned in the Quran Kareem. This can only bring us to the possible explanation that there is a parallel source of inspiration in the person of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected elders and friends, let us understand that in the form of hadith, Muslims have an unprecedented branch of knowledge. You see, other religions also claim to have revealed scriptures. But no other religion has an example corresponding to the hadith. Respected friends, hadith is a branch of knowledge whose equivalent is not found in any other religion. Now further, design your own crowd religion. Nice word. Further, design your own crowd religion, the studio scholars. This can be a problem. But for a sincere believer, for a sincere follower, respected elders and friends, it is a great favor and blessing of Allah Ta'ala. You see, we have been entrusted with a unique treasure of guidance in the form of hadith by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An appreciation of that favor, an appreciation of that favor is the first step towards benefiting from that treasure. When we will appreciate what Allah and Allah's Nabi has done for us, and inshallah, we will gain the spiritual guidance from that treasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and all of us the ability to practice.